Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Sirach. We're in chapter 9 with verses 14 and 16 as our practice today. As best you can, answer your neighbor and associate with the wise. With the learned, exchange ideas, and let all your conversation be about the law of the Most High. Take the righteous for your table companions, and let your glory be in the fear of God. The law of the Lord can be your guide by following its principles and teachings in your daily life. Here are some ways to make it your guide. First and foremost, we must study and understand the Scriptures. You should regularly read and study the holy text of your faith to gain knowledge of the law of the Lord, reflect on its teachings, and seek guidance from it by living God first in every step you take. Take time to contemplate and reflect on the principles and values outlined in the law of the Lord. Through prayer, seek guidance and understanding in applying these teachings to your life. Seek the wise and reflect with them on the law of the Lord. Surround yourself with individuals who are knowledgeable in the law of the Lord and demonstrate wisdom in their actions. Seek their advice and guidance when faced with challenges or decisions. Participate actively in a community that shares your beliefs and values. Engage in religious services, study groups, or fellowship activities where you can learn from and be inspired by others who follow the law of the Lord. Then practice righteousness. Strive to live a righteous life by aligning your actions and behaviors with the teachings of the law of the Lord. Act with integrity, kindness, and compassion, and justice in all your interactions with others, learning to give until it hurts or listen as love is heard. Regularly reflect on your own experiences and evaluate how well you are adhering to the principles of the law of the Lord. Learn from your successes and failures, and make necessary adjustments to your actions and behaviors. Seek opportunities to deepen your understanding of the law of the Lord through further study, attending religious conferences and lectures, and engaging in discussions with others who are also seeking to follow the same path. By associating with the wise and righteous individuals who also strive to follow the law of the Lord, you can gain valuable insights, support, inspiration, and encouragement on your spiritual journey. Their wisdom and righteousness can serve as examples for you to emulate and guide you in living according to the principles of the law of the Lord. You too will become this person on faith, for as you age, you will become the elder, the leader of love, faith, and hope of your wisdom's training in Christ. Today, I share a haiku about the law of the Lord and its wisdom of goodwill. Its title, A Haiku on the Law of Wisdom. Law of Lord guides way. Wisdom flows in its embrace. Goodwill blooms each day. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts today. My poem comes from the study of Sirach 9. We're in verses 14 through 16 today for our practice. Our haiku comes from this in-depth look of the law of the Lord. It is a two-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Wise Associate with Eternally. Neighbor, answer with truth. Wise associate with eternally. Ideas exchange as proof. Law his converse paternally. Let the righteous be your friend, companions at table forever. Glory yours be his kin. God's fear live to discover. No. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's January 15, 2024. Recording this morning at 4:57 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.com. Again, thanks for joining us. We close at 7:11 in Jesus' name. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen.